Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, issues, and events involving our state's entrepreneurial community. And here to help us, as usual, is John Swamp Fox Warner, an entrepreneur in his own right, co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page. And he joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar in the swamp today.
There's an interesting website that the South Carolina Department of Commerce have, and it's called Scribble, S-C-R-I-B-B-L-E. And what it lists are a bunch of assets across the state that could help people that are entrepreneurs or innovators. One of the things they list on this site is funding. Alreon Ventures down in Charleston, Charleston Angel Partners, Good Growth Capital, those are down in Charleston. Up in Greenville, you've got a large angel group called Venture South. And then you've got SC Launch, which of course is part of the South Carolina Research Authority. And that's kind of it. That's the venture funding that's located in South Carolina. That's pretty thin, isn't it?
Well, I know we've talked about a little more than that, though, haven't we?
Well, we've talked about people investing in the state, but just in terms of people that are local here. And that's important because local partners are often lead investors. You know, they've known entrepreneurs over time. If you look at startup support, there's a number of things like the Beaufort Digital Corridor, Charleston Digital Corridor, the Don Ryan Center down in Bluffton. We mentioned those things a pretty good bit. 50 Innovation in Conway, Hatch Tribe in Charleston, Next in Greenville, Pivot SC in Greenville. These are things that you and I have mentioned a bunch. You know, USC has a couple of different entrepreneurial platforms. For the most part, they're in the more urban areas of the state. And that does make some sense because when you're dealing with innovation, density matters. You know, having a critical mass of people, whether it's talent in the company or whether it's service providers you're working with or even investors. So you'll tend to see these things clump around, you know, larger urban centers in the state. They have a list of some what they call innovation centers, mostly around the research universities, Center for Cellular Therapy at MUSC, Clemson University Bioengineering, they call it Cube Inc., the thermal processing packaging pilot plant that Cryovac has worked with Clemson on, Holland Cancer Center, a center for biomedical imaging down in Charleston. So a number of academic resources. They have an about page. The South Carolina Department of Commerce talks about its mission, which is primarily to recruit new business to the state, focus on incentives and getting inbound investments. We've done really good over time in foreign investment. While this site is a part of the Department of Commerce, I think one of the things it highlights is there really is not a comprehensive approach to this. I mean, they mentioned a number of partners, South Carolina Council on Competitiveness and South Carolina Research Authority and things like that, but we have a bunch of disparate organizations trying to do parts and pieces of this, but nobody really pulling it into together into one comprehensive strategy. And those of us working on this have been talking about this 20, 30 years in the state, haven't we?
Well, you certainly have. So could this be read as an attempt to try to link and bring all these organizations together to maybe at least as a platform, it will lead to some actual strategic discussions?
And that would be good. We've got to get political leadership involved in this. There's going to be a comprehensive strategy. To a large extent, one of our challenges is a lot of people in the legislature have made their money a different way. They're realtors or they're attorneys or whatever, and they're not people involved in technology companies, maybe not most knowledgeable about university research, and, you know, not being critical of that, just saying that's not their personal background. So the more we can help legislators understand this ecosystem, why it's important to the state because it creates high-wage jobs and high-growth organizations, and how the legislature can help them.
Okay, so right there then, I guess we've identified your next career, a lobbyist.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm probably beyond that right now.
Well, John, how's that event calendar looking for our business community?
Well, actually, on the Scribble site, there's a number of different events that are coming up. All seem very interesting. A couple of the big ones. Big South is just around the corner down in Charleston. You got a next venture pitch up in Greenville. We got VCs from out of state. And then there's several other things across the state if listeners would like to plug in and participate.
John, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics and the Swamp Fox Facebook page. He joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. Or you can also connect with us and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.